This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America's central bankers meet over the next 2 days with a Federal Reserve statement on interest rates due early in the afternoon Washington time tomorrow. Jobs and wages will likely be hot topics, but so will the price of crude oil, which today is down another 3.3% to $54 a barrel using the Texas price. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports on energy prices, inflation, and Federal Reserve policy.
One of the Fed's stated goals is to increase inflation in the U.S. from its current 1.7% to a target rate of 2%.
And all what's going on in the energy sector is somewhat disinflationary, if not deflationary.
Marilyn Cohen is president of Envision Capital Management. She says falling prices in the energy sector could make the Fed cautious about raising interest rates. But Americans spending less on fuel means consumers have more money for goods and services.
And that should create, or at least be correlated with, new job creation.
Morris Davis is a former Fed economist. He says money not being spent on oil would do more good for the economy than the hit that U.S. oil companies will take. And Davis believes the Fed sees these low oil prices as a new longer-term reality.
If that's what the Federal Reserve is thinking, then they would, I guess, assume an extended boom on these low oil prices.
A continuing boom would be a signal to the Fed that says, go ahead, raise interest rates. The Fed will issue its statement on Wednesday. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.